Greenhouse gases are adding millions of tons of carbon to the atmosphere, a major contributor to global climate change. Biochar turns that process around, using material from plants that drew carbon out of the air and returning it to the ground. Raymond Gallion, a founder and advocate for the Sonoma Biochar Initiative, explains it's a form of charcoal quite different than that used for cooking.
When you think of traditional charcoal, it's a very dirty process. Plus, the end result is used as a fuel, which ultimately means that all of that carbon goes back into the air. What we're trying to do here is to get carbon out of the air and back in the ground where it belongs. Conceptually, we've been doing the opposite for the last 200 years to ill effect, mining carbon from the ground and dumping it into the air and through the air of the ocean, which is causing us no end of problems.
To create biochar, unused or unwanted plant material, such as walnut shells, is partially burned through a process that frees the oxygen from the biomass but retains the carbon in a stabilized form.
The carbon that comes off of that is an agricultural-grade soil amendment. It's much cleaner. It doesn't have a lot of condensed tars that make charcoal as a fuel very good. Instead of using biomass ultimately for fuel, which dumps carbon back into the atmosphere, we can now take that amount of carbon, we take CO2 out of the air and turn it into a solid form.
Additionally, Gallion explains, the carbon in biochar actually enhances the soil and can aid agricultural output in a couple of ways.
It's in a form that's very similar to the plant. It has the plant morphology, so it's got lots of channels, though it becomes a porous material that would be beneficial in holding water and be attractive to microorganisms just because of all the little space for it. You've heard about charcoal filters for water and so forth. Well, part of what it does is it draws off the volatile compounds that are in that water and filtering it. But it also holds water because of its porosity.
Although contemporary study and use of biochar is a fairly recent development, the basic process is ancient, although little known. It was developed by the indigenous people of the Amazon basin to enrich the thin soil beneath the jungle canopy and boost their harvests enough to support a large, concentrated population.
It turns out that these concentrated zones of agriculture were feeding apparently large populations. The speculation is that the Amazon basin cultures pre-Pizarro were between 45 and 85 million people living in cities.
Today, however, Gallion sees the greatest benefit of biochar as its contribution to the urgent need to scale back carbon outputs to the atmosphere. But it can also be seen as a form of organic recycling.
This is about using waste material as it is available through the system and then making a product that locks carbon down and puts it away while benefiting agriculture, which can then grow more stuff because of that added benefit.
You can expect to be hearing a good deal more about biochar in the months ahead. Not only are some local farms and vineyards experimenting with it in their fields, but the 2012 U.S. Biochar Conference will be held at Sonoma State at the end of July. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.